President Trump's 2020 budget proposal includes a 15% cut to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Liam Niemeyer reports that crop insurance subsidies and rural business programs that Ohio Valley farmers and communities depend on would be cut.
West Kentucky soybean farmer Jed Clark says because tariffs and market forces have depressed crop prices, many Ohio Valley farmers are in a tight financial situation. Trump's budget proposal would cut subsidies that help farmers afford crop insurance that cost tens of thousands of dollars. The proposal would have farmers pay more than half of their crop insurance instead of only about a third of it right now. Clark says this extra cost could hurt especially because of farmers' tight budgets.
Any time that we start increasing and put more burden on the family farms to do this, it hurts the family farms.
USDA data shows farmers in Ohio, Kentucky, and West Virginia in 2018 received more than $240 million total in crop insurance subsidies. Also earmarked for elimination is the Rural Economic Development Loan and Grant Program, also known as REDLEG. REDLEG gives grants to local utility companies that they can then give as loans to businesses and communities to help expand. Midwest Electric Cooperative CEO Matt Berry in Northwest Ohio says they've received three such grants to jumpstart businesses, including a local brewery, an ice cream shop, and a company that makes standing desks.
I'm hoping it's just a lack of understanding on the administration's part, because they're just looking at maybe the initial cost and not considering the full impact of the program. It's a huge benefit.
Berry says he hopes Congress will reject the elimination. These proposed cuts aren't anything new. Trump also proposed eliminating REDLEG in his 2019 budget. Past presidents, including Barack Obama, have also proposed cutting crop insurance subsidies. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.